bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Final hour of the program happening right now. Glad to have all of you Tolos fatties, anybody checking out the program for the first time, whether you listened to Blake on G-Bag, whether you heard me on KNC Masterpiece and decided, let's see what this Fan After Dark craziness is all about. Hopefully you've enjoyed yourself tonight. We know we certainly have. Shout out to Blake's friend, and we'll just leave it at that, for providing us maybe one of the greatest fair fouls in the history of the segment. There is absolutely zero doubt in my mind that is one of the best fair fouls we've ever done on this program. Now, you'll find good fair fouls as far as, you know, because we always try to find stories that are a little turnt, whatever you want to call it, you know, suggestive, seductive, any other words you want to use, spicy. And I think those all fit. I think those are all apropos for the fair foul. Anytime your dude friend journals about you, tells you he misses you, uses you as mental prep for his acting gig, cries about you but won't do it in front of you, and then follows it up by saying, I love you. I love you. All right, you know what that music means, ladies and gentlemen. It is a Wednesday, which means it's time for Haiku Hump Days. Haikus are as follows. 5, 7, 5. Those are syllables, not words, people. Syllables. You can clap if you need to get the correct syllable count. Topics for tonight. We do one sports. We do non-sports. Sports topic. Cowboys' second preseason game coming up this Saturday. Non-sports topic. Brisket Sandoz, and that's more of a station topic. We have not been able to weigh in on the Brisket Sando controversy yet because, as a lot of you know, we have not been, this is the first time in 2 weeks we've done a Fan After Dark with me and Blake. So, if you know, you know. If you don't know, about what, a month ago, we had G-Bag, and I think Broadus was out. And I think it was Wolchuk, Gavin, and Chiafalo. They had Rowdy Tellez on. First thing they asked him right off the jump was, and Dawson asked him right off the rip, you know, how many Brisket Sandoz have you knocked down since you've been here in Texas? What they did not know was that Rowdy Tellez, even though he was new to the Rangers, was not new to the area and actually lives in Prosper and had lived in Prosper for like 4 or 5 years already. So, good chance he's already knocked down a couple Brisket Sandoz. Did not take too kindly to the question about how many Brisket Sandoz he'd knocked down. Later on in the interview, doubling down on the awkward questioning, Chiafalo, thinking that what Choppy had told him earlier in the day was accurate, says, heard your nickname was the Girthquake, which he also didn't appreciate.
I think he didn't like that one a lot.
Did not like that one a lot either. A lot of awkward pauses in this interview. Fast forward to yesterday, he's on foul territory, asked by AJ Przinski about, you know, him and Jock Peterson rub each other's bellies, and then he goes in on the G-Bag questions and calls them all out and said they think they were funny, but they're not. I don't care what he says. I think G-Bag's hilarious, and I will ride for my boys.
And this is also a running bit with G-Bag Nation. They have made
it a running bit.
Well, I'm saying, like, they've talked about Andy Reid. They talked about McCarthy.
Yeah.
They've asked CY about Bryce Sanders. They talk about their own teammates. Like, this isn't like all of a sudden they're fat
this
shaming.
I mean, it's a bit, but it's an ongoing bit. Like, it's part of their routine. It's part of their deal. Somebody asked, were they trying to go viral? No, this is who G-Bag is.
And I think if Rowdy had been there, I think Wilcher brought this up or someone, if Rowdy had been there for training camp.
It would be a different, spring training. It'd be a different story.
Because they would have seen Eric and Zach's interview style.
Well, they probably would have asked him there, how many brisket Sandoz do you knock down?
Good positivity, you're used to the place, whatever. I think it's blown out of proportion, and people who don't listen to the station are going to obviously side with the player.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, the station is just a bunch of couch watchers.
And all I'll say is, well, and you'll hear my haiku, the fact that he's still thinking about it a month later, living rent-free in Rowdy's head.
Yeah, shout out to G-Bag.
Do we want to go with... So that said...
Let's knock out the Sandoz.
You want to do Sandoz first? Yeah. You want to do Cowboys first?
Let's knock out the Sandoz.
You want to do Sandoz first? Okay, here we go. Brisket Sandoz. Asking hard questions.
Yep.
Rowdy's whining, perplexing.
Mm.
Chief Dawson flexing.
I don't have my bell.
You're welcome, boys. You're welcome.
Okay, let's get this Sando commentary going. Sando's no Lando. Rowdy press two. Wait, I messed up. Here we go. Rowdy press went commando before Boach rando.
Like we are going to need to hear that one again. Okay. We are going to need to hear that one again because the first and the second.
Sandoz, no Lando. Rowdy press went commando before Boach rando. Sorry.
Mm. Mm. We're Team G-Bag here. You guys know the deal. You know the
vibes.
We
love Rowdy Tellez, but
we do love Rowdy Tellez.
We got to ride for our boys.
And in fairness, when they did the player player interview yesterday, because they do the player show every Tuesday on 105 The Fan on G-Bag, they had Danny Collum on yesterday, or Kalum, and told him, hey, let's reach back out to Rowdy, get him back on the show, and mend those fences.
You think Kalum's going to do that?
I think so. Why not?
I don't think he would. That's just my personal take. Well, I don't know Kalum from
I think he would run it by him. Now, whether or not he'll do it is another question.
The way he seemed to interview, it did not seem like he wanted to mend a fence.
Doesn't seem he's open to it, but maybe he doesn't expect G-Bag to extend that olive branch.
Maybe they let him come on and make fun of them.
And G-Bag could take it. They wouldn't care. He could roast all of them.
I mean, he's kind of already made fun of them.
Yeah, he kind of already did.
I mean, he already did. He called them not funny and said they were shock jocks.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, he's fired his shot. So, I think we need...
He's being a little soft.
I do think we need... Well, I don't want to call... I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that.
Fastball from the pimp cup.
Okay. All right. But, I do think they do need to mend the fences.
All for mending. So I thought y'all were talking about preseason game one, and then you said preseason game two, so I have two haikus. So That's why it took me a little bit.
Okay.
So I did not hear a single thing that y'all said. I'm going to assume they were great. I'm going to go ahead and read my brisket one.
Okay.
Brisket we all love. Rowdy for Texas Sandoz. Don't have to be fat.
I love Kevin's haikus. Right to the point.
Read that one more time, please, for the rest of us, for those in the back.
Brisket we all love. Rowdy for Texas Sandoz. Don't have to be fat.
Was the second line a campaign ad?
It's whatever you want it to be, Blake.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, that might be the best haiku Kevin's ever written. I'm just saying right now, that might be the best haiku.
What separates it? Why do you like it? Talk to me. How so, Gavin Dawson?
I like the originality. I like the originality of it. And
I just like the campaign ad mid-sentence.
And the fact that he used Rowdy and, you know, double entendre there and played on the weight thing. You don't have to be fat.
Don't.
You don't have to be.
Should we hit Kevin with a two-timer since he's got two?
No. You got to. Which one do you like? Which one is better?
Read them both. I don't care.
I don't know which one is better. Okay, I'll read preseason game one, preseason game two.
Yeah, read preseason game one first.
All right,
read
game
two
one.
First. Go back to one.
Game one.
Well, we'll see what the first one sounds like, and we'll decide if we want to hear the second one. I'm kidding.
Milton overthrows. CD, watch out. Starters out. Mozzie, WTH.
Okay. I like okay. It. Yeah, you know what? You didn't chat GPT or this.
No, this is all you. All me. Yes.
Abby didn't write any of these, did she?
No, she didn't.
Okay. Okay.
Look, I'm an honest man. I will give credit where credit is due.
I gotta say, Kevin, you have started off quite strong.
Okay. Should I read game?
No, we're gonna come back to you. I'm gonna let you take us home tonight.
Okay.
This is the hand of God. Look, we hijacked your khaki's kick segment, which we always do.
Yeah, it's all right.
We're going to let you take us home because you have those are by far the two best. Now, please don't spit the bit on the on your last one. Okay, here we go.
And you got to send us the break.
Yeah. Cowboys preseason game two. Will the starters play? Dak no chance means Milton strays.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
Jerry drama stays.
I'm clapping.
I like it. I couldn't get in mind to rhyme. I like the rhyme.
Look, you guys know we like to rhyme from time to time.
Time to time, slime to slime.
Time after time. If you walk, I will
match. Okay, I'm going to guess who that is.
Time after time.
Can I get two guesses?
You certainly can.
Guess one, Nickelback.
Wrong.
Oh my God, no.
Couldn't even be. I mean, it's not even the same genre.
Okay. I got a second
gender.
Guess.
I got
a gender. There
I
you
go. Thank
guess. You. Do you know who this is? Do you know who it is?
I don't know who it is.
You going to say right and jump on me.
Because I've heard the song and you.
He knows a woman sings it.
I heard it from Napoleon Dynamite.
He doesn't know who sings it, but he knows it's not a dude.
My second guess was going to be. Guess was going to be Green Day. So I guess that's. Not a good one to throw out there.
Oh, my God, dude.
What does it start with?
Yeah, Blake's not getting this one.
What do you mean, what does it start with?
Starts with a C.
The woman's name?
Yeah.
C.
A C. I'll tell you what. I'll give you her first name, and you still won't guess it.
Okay, go ahead.
Cindy.
Cindy Wu.
You got it.
I'm done
Nailed
with you,
it.
Bro. I am so done with you.
The first Cindy that came to mind.
Cindy Wu. Who's Cindy Wu? You're just making up names.
I'm pretty sure she's an actress.
I tell you what, ask your buddy. He probably knows. All right, go ahead.
Cindy Crawford.
I didn't realize how old that song was.
Cindy Lauper.
Wasn't on the tip of the tongue. Okay, you ready? Preseason week two.
Preseason week two.
Mozzie Tolbert bad. Let's see if they can be rad. I'm making noise. This is the next. This is the first line. Will you be sad?
Maybe you should ask your boy about how to mental prep. You ever thought about that?
I don't like that one.
He'll help you physical prep.
He would, but not in front of you.
What's wrong with that one?
Go ahead and read that one more time, and go ahead and emphasize that last line for us, if you could.
Mozzie Tolbert, bad. Let's see if they can be rad. You know, good, rad.
Yeah, we're aware of what rad means.
Will you be sad? Come the end of the game? Preseason week two.
Wow.
That, I wrote that as soon as the segment started. So
yeah, I could tell.
A little bit of a rush.
I could tell. I mean, I gave you 3 hours notice, but.
Celine Dion.
What?
For what?
The guess.
No, Cindy Lauper. We've already established who sang the song.
I didn't know if you were trolling.
No, that's real. I mean, I literally told you, I'll give you the first name. It was Cindy. And you said, woo. Who's not even a real person. I mean, I'm sure there's a Cindy Wu somewhere.
Dude, she's a prominent actor. I'm 90...
Cindy Wu?
92.5% sure of Cindy Lou.
Cindy Wu.
Cindy Wu or Cindy Lou? Because then you're just thinking of the Grinch.
Now you changed her last name.
W-O-O. You're making me laugh.
I'm seeing what I can find. I don't...
Cindy
I don't know if you should look it up on the work computer.
Yeah, only thing that's pulling up is the Grinch, so... I'm going to go ahead and say you're wrong.
Cindy Lou, who sings time after time, WTF. Yeah. Cindy Wu, who sings time after time.
Am I thinking of somebody else?
I don't
Clearly.
Know who you're thinking.
I don't
you
know if you're thinking of anyone.
You're not thinking, period. Okay? You're literally just making names up. Khaki Kevin, take us home.
All right. Mozzie, step up now. J. Milton might flipping suck. Sober of Lombo.
Whoa. Okay, what was that last line that you just said?
The middle line. Where did you go with that?
What was this? What was the last? Just read it again.
Mozzie step up now. Jay Milton might flipping suck. Sober of Lombo.
What's that last word you just said?
Lombo. Lombardi.
Oh.
See, we haven't had one so long, we don't even know the nickname for it.
Did you just make up that nickname? Because I'll be honest with you, I've been talking sports for 30 years. I've never heard Lombo used as a
I hear it on the Pat McAfee show, so I know there's at least that. I've heard people say Lombo before.
I tell you what.
And if not, hey, then originality.
I am today years old.
I'm still caught up in a second line.
I love the second line.
Are you bleeping yourself? Is that what's happening?
Exactly. No, because he does front flips and stuff.
Ooh,
he's a flipping quarterback.
He did.
Oh. Jay Milton.
I tell you what. Look at our boy, our khaki cat. Okay. Khaki, that was the best haiku performance I've ever seen out of you.
I'll take it.
Okay, and I'm gonna tell you what. And I, real quick before we go to break, Dylon holds the mantle right now. Is top of the throne when it comes to producer haikus, because his performance was next level.
Yeah, he killed it.
But I think with that, because you just put three real. I mean, you used words. You put flipping both in a cursing and in an actual reality thing. Jacob Ray will forever be one of my favorites, but I will never let him forgive the fact that he used ChatGPT.
People are sending in a lot of different name variations. I don't even remember what name I said.
Cindy Wu.
Cindy Wu.
And somebody asked, are you thinking of Lucy Liu?
I don't know if I am.
Who I used as one of my top five hot women over 40.
Maybe.
And you were
somebody
like, oh
also
my
sent
God.
In a actress from Disney Channel.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which I don't know if I can comment on that.
I mean, Lucy Liu I know of. Cindy Wu, I'm pretty sure, isn't a real person. So
people are also saying maybe an OF chick.
I mean, you would.
I mean, that would be you.
I don't know. I don't know who I'm thinking of, but it sounds familiar.
No.
Okay, so 9408. No one ever called it the Lombo. Originality points. Then there you go. I don't know.
Ain't no one ever called it. Okay, Blake is thinking of Wendy Wu from the Disney movie Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior.
See, unfortunately, I don't think that's what he's thinking about at all.
I can almost guarantee you 1,000%.
Maybe I am.
Not what he's thinking of.
Okay, Kevin, take us to break, and I'm gonna look up this Wendy girl.
All right. Coming up next, top five.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The love that you guys show us on this program.
And hate.
Is what, well, the hate, if you're not getting haters, you're not doing it right. And I'm a firm believer in that. But I also firmly believe in the amount of positive feedback that we get on a night in, night out basis. From the 214, best damn night show, hashtag Tolo. From the 512, y'all are the best. Y'all are the best, man, for real. Can't thank y'all enough. And that's just two people thanking us.
Hey, I just want to say sincerely, thank you, both of you, Fred and Blake, for killing it on the other shows and bringing these listeners to the fatty experience.
Well, and maybe they've been lit. Maybe they're original fatties.
Now, I've seen a couple that are new listeners.
I'm here for it. And, shout out to Tim and Gavin for giving us that opportunity. Real quick, did you figure out who Cindy Wu is?
I did.
It's actually Wendy Wu, which that sounds right. I mean, that makes sense. Cindy, Wendy.
No. So what I was thinking of was Wendy Lou?
Wendy Wu. No, Wendy Wu.
Either way, I figured out it's Brenda Song is who I was talking about.
All right.
Wow. Okay, from, so not even close
from,
to
Well, no. Hear me out. She's from Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, which I remember from my childhood.
Yeah, that makes sense.
She went on to be Wendy Wu in the American Warrior movie that person was talking about, which is a super popular movie, Homecoming Warrior. Huh. So I was just thinking of Brenda Song this whole time, who's age fine.
How old is she at this
stage? You know who she's married to?
I don't even know who she is.
I don't.
I'm
Macaulay Culkin.
Am I supposed to know who that is? She's 37.
You don't know who Macaulay Culkin is?
Nope.
It's Home Alone, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, you should have said that.
Most people just know him as Macaulay Culkin.
You know what I'll say? I've said this many times. Some people have too much time on their hand. No.
I mean, he's
I feel
only
no
in
resentment
one of the, I mean,
from not knowing the kid's name when he was 12.
I mean, and I mean, also he was only, like,
he's a big actor.
It's only one of the biggest Christmas movies of all time.
Good. And I'll remember the movie name.
He did Hot Ones recently. It was pretty good.
I'm not watching the kid from Home Alone do Hot Ones. I got better things to do.
Apparently now that I mean, I'm not doing that either, so I'm not necessarily. But Macaulay Culkin's a fairly
no. I know his face.
Yeah,
his name. Why do I need to know it? Give me one reason I need to know, and I'll say I'm wrong.
I mean, again, from a pop culture perspective,
do I need to know his name?
Well, I don't think you need to know anybody's.
Well, apparently,
name.
There you don't we go. Her, I don't think you need to know her name either. So.
From the is this from the same guy from the 512? May I tell you what, the glaze is real tonight, and we're here for it. holy smokes, man. I got to start listening. Okay, here we go. New listener. Shout out to Kev. Holy smokes, man. I got to say, wait, hold on. Holy smokes, man. I got to start listening to y'all more. Just got off work and I can't stop laughing. God bless y'all. Really needed a laugh today.
That's what we're here for, man.
And that's, and this is what we do. And I can't help but do it on other shows. That's why I have to be the two on other shows. Because if you let me be the one, we're taking this thing.
Taking it over.
We're not taking, like, I'll turn the Waze off. I'll turn the Apple GPS off. And we're just going to, we're going to go by vibes. All right? We're going to go by vibes. All right, here we go. If you know who Charlie Sheen is, and I know a lot of you do, there's a brand new documentary coming out in September of Charlie Sheen on Netflix. The trailer looks insane, which is apropos because Charlie Sheen is insane. That said, it influenced tonight's top five documentaries you want to watch in honor of the new Charlie Sheen documentary. And look, we've got plenty of documentaries, and really, we could put this segment out or say this inspiration came from not only Charlie Sheen, but you've got the Chiefs documentary coming out tomorrow, The Kingdom. On the 19th, we've got the Dallas Cowboys documentary coming out, which is celebrating, you know, Super Bowls from 30 years ago. So, hey, what's not to be excited about that? So, that being said, now, and I had to share this with my younger cohorts here, This is not just people. This is also people, places, things, and events that you could want to see documentaries about.
So wait, this can be of people that don't even have a documentary out?
Kevin.
I'm not going to let y'all ridicule me. I literally asked you in the break to get specification.
I'll let Fry take it.
What do you, I mean, I don't understand what you're talking about.
I said, are we doing this over documentaries? And you said, yes. I said, sports documentaries too. And you said, yes. I said, well, then why did Blake say no athletes? And then he said, that we could do athletes.
I literally said, Kevin, and no one's ridiculing you, listen, I said it can be over anything. Okay? Those were my exact words. It can be over anything. So again, I don't care what you have listed. And if you want to change it as on the fly, you're more than welcome to. So, my number five, the Tupac Biggie beef.
Ooh.
Okay.
It's never been documented, as far as the documentary.
And as far as I know, and here's the best part about this list. If we come across something, or if we say a documentary that we want to see, and there's a documentary out there of it that you Tolos and Fatties know about, text into the show and let us know what the documentary is.
100%.
All right? That's kind of the genesis of what I was thinking when this thing came out. So my number five, the Tupac Biggie beef itself. I know there's been other, and my point in all that is this. I know there's been surface level documentaries out there. It's like the 9/11 documentary. I didn't learn anything new. I want the goods. I want stuff that we haven't heard yet. I want stuff that after you watch it, you say to yourself, I wonder if someone's watching me through a window. I wonder if the government's recording me. That's the kind of authenticity I want to see. So I want the good stuff. I'd love for somebody to say, I killed Tupac. I'd love for somebody to say, Tupac's in Cuba. That's the kind of hard-hitting documentary I want. My number five, Tupac Biggie Beef.
Okay, can I got to get some honorable mentions out the way.
I know you do.
I'm just going to run through them. I'm not really going to explain them. I think they make sense. Honorable mention for me, a Tiger Woods documentary. Kind of seeing what went on the background of him.
It's a good one.
Especially his cheating scandal,
dominating
sports.
Okay.
Because I feel like
there was one.
Okay.
Okay. HBO did a Tiger documentary.
Okay.
All right.
Probably like a feature.
Well, it was a documentary. But it left a lot of meat on the bone.
I was going to say, Tiger strikes me as the kind of guy he's not going
to. That's what I'm saying. You need to, and that's my point in all this, boys, is I want to see the kind of documentary that when it comes out, it ruffles feathers.
I want it to be like, I feel like I shouldn't know this. Like The Last Dance. That was a documentary.
That was a damn good documentary. There was a lot we learned, but I feel like there's still plenty of meat on that bone.
Of course, and a lot of people say it's one-sided too.
For me, this was hard. Now this became
didn't
have enough. Now I'm like, I got too many.
Yeah.
My number five though, I got the WNBA dildo situation. Getting the background on that of why it's happening, who's throwing them, the meme coin theory behind it. How the players have been reacting. And
the documentary we didn't know we needed, the WNBA dildo saga.
What would the title be, Blake?
Get in where you can fit in?
I would call it getting green.
Green bean?
If you know, you know.
That's a 2K reference.
It absolutely is. Trust me, I just had to watch my son play 2K for a week straight. I've heard green bean more times than I should. What a way to start this thing off. Number five for you, Kevin.
So being that all of mine are actual documentaries, I'll see if I come up with any on the fly. I'm going to start with number five. Everybody's been talking about it. It's number five because I don't really know if I'll get to it, but I would like to see it.
Yeah.
Hoop Cruise.
What is it?
Hoop Cruise.
Okay, so he did ones that were already there. All right. let me save you some time. It's not that good.
No. Well, that's why it's fine.
And I'm going to tell you why.
He said that's why it's fine.
I'm going to tell you why it's not very good. Nobody dies. Okay. And they're not that far off the coast. Like, it's like they were a day or two away, but because it had to be, tugboated in, But it really, to me, it was Much Ado About Nothing. Like, at no time did you ever think to yourself, like, hey, this thing's not going to make it back. Now, if you'd have told me it was, like, in the middle of a hurricane, then now we got a poop cruise. Now we got a poop cruise. But it was like, oh, the tug was not going to be able to make it for a day. Anyway, I didn't think don't waste your time. Unless you're like really bored and have nothing else to watch, I still say watch the Rob Ford documentary. It's 10 times better than the Poop Cruise.
469 Dongs on the Hardwood.
Dongs on the Hardwood. That is
not bad.
A great title.
My number four, again, going with the consistency of documentaries that have already been made, the SEC football one that just came out.
See, I haven't seen any of that yet, but I've heard it's good.
I haven't either.
I've heard it's good. All right, we'll come up with three that you want to see.
I'm coming up with them.
All right, number four. In fact, you know what? We'll say those are your honorable mention. I got faith you can come up with five.
214 just had a really good one.
What
30
is
for 30, Luka for flag.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The background on the Nika.
That is, I didn't include that. I would love. That might be my 1B.
That's definitely that's the show's 1B. So I have five.
Okay, this would be number four for you.
I have six left that I need to talk.
Okay, you realize it's 10:34, so why don't you go ahead? Here's what we're going
to
do.
I can say them quick. Should I trade some to Kevin?
No, I'm good.
I'm going to lay up a few of them. What's your number four?
My number four is the Las Vegas shooter.
Ooh.
One of the more deadly mass terror attacks we've had. What was the name of that building, the hotel building, that they've closed off now? I've watched a bunch of like detailed videos about that.
I was going to say, it wasn't Mandalay Bay, was it?
I think
because I think I stayed at the Mandalay Bay. No, but that's a good one.
Because they still haven't really talked a lot about that.
No, they haven't. I mean, it was
kind of moved on for that one.
No. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one right there.
So that was that one. Honorable mention. The reason it's honorable mention, I think they already came out with small pieces of this, but I'd like a full-form documentary on the NBA bubble and what was going on behind the scenes of them living in Disney World, what the interactions were like. A lot of players recorded stuff, and we got the Jimmy Butler coffee. But, like, seeing real behind the scenes of how they would live if they were, like, an AAU team pretty much.
Yeah, I think I'm going to let you watch that one for me.
I think that'd be fine.
I'm kind of bored by that, just you explained it to me. my number...
Well, it won't be Netflix's sales pitch for that. Cut. We'll do another
cut. We'll just have to work on it. We'll workshop it a little bit. My number four, and this, if for you, since I roasted you on the on yours, you can roast me on mine.
PGA Tour? Behind the scenes.
Actually, the senior PGA Tour. Thank you very much. My number four, the Incas and the Aztecs.
Don't even. Okay. Where are you going with this? Maybe I won't roast you.
No, the Incas and the Aztecs, they were, well, first of all,
some
Aztecs.
Some of the first civilizations, no?
Yeah, absolutely they were. And our boy Cortez came over.
From the Aztecs?
Remember when we thought that the world was going to end in 2012 because of the Aztec calendar?
Yes.
Okay?
And you have a friend that's part of the Aztecs? Is that what you're saying?
And so with the Aztecs, you know, they were sacrificing them each other.
Wow.
And no, it was crazy. The Aztecs were wild. All right. I want to know
what made them come up with this calendar.
More about it. All right. And the Incas were pretty crazy too. So yes. And then of course they had the whole Quetzalcoatl thing, whatever. So no, I would like to know more. Quetzalcoatl was a god they prayed to. It was a light skinned dude. I mean, I could have come down there and they thought I was Quetzalcoatl.
You said Coetzel.
Yeah. And then my number three. Michael Jackson's death.
Yeah, I think we all want that.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to see the backyard.
I want to know, look, the Neverland thing, whatever. I want to know what was going on leading up to his death. Because I've got questions. Okay. I've got questions.
Okay. Let's stick with the actors. I'm going to go with XXXTentacion, which is one of Blake's
favorite
rapper. He was shot down at a dealership trying to buy a bike. By two people robbing him.
Mm.
They stole his BMW, a bunch of money, at middle of the blue.
Now, he was a killer already, wasn't he? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
You're thinking of King Von.
That's...
Yeah. XX definitely did more like emo music and was in that Juice World kind of bag.
Yeah. He was in the SoundCloud era.
Yeah. Okay. And so he just got killed in the middle of the day. Just everyone's just like chilling. Next thing you know, X is dead.
In the middle of the day, getting I love you text from his buddy.
He got set up though, because those people were there. Like the whole story is kind of weird. So I would love to get the background and get more perspective. We kind of just moved on from that.
I like that. And I mean, not that he's dead, but I would like to see the.
Of course. I'll two piece it with all of Drake's beefs. Seeing the behind the scenes when he was beefing with Pusha T. And beefing with Kendrick, what it was like, you know, in his camp.
Kendrick, and again, we want to see the behind. We don't want the surface level.
I want to see when they see the song came out. What was their reaction?
I want to know what the circle was thinking as it dropped. All right, what you got five now?
Yeah, I'm good now.
All right, give us five and four, and we're gonna go to break, and then we'll come back, and we'll get this thing finished.
Okay, let's do an honorable mention. We already won. He said it. He said X. I'm going to say Juice WRLD.
Okay.
I want to see a documentary on Juice WRLD and how that all happened.
All right. Tell me out.
And then my number three is actually going to be WWE, but not what's already out. I want to know how I can catch up on WWE from way back when to now, how you can teach someone that doesn't know anything about WWE and get them into a fan.
I love it. All right. Top three, we come back. Top three of the top five documentaries we want to see, plus your text messages and more. Lots to get to. Final segment of the program. This is The Fan After Dark.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Final segment of the program, and this is exactly why we did this segment, was for the reason you guys have been texting in, because we said, look, if there's already a...
I said it's the Mayan
document,
calendar.
And I was going to say that. It is the Mayan calendar. Hell, even, I think Lil Wayne rapped about it. In your world like the Mayans, or something like that, along those lines. Anywho, from the 806, Britney Spears being trapped by her dad and all that nonsense... Although, when you see Britney, ever since she's been released from her dad, are we sure the dad wasn't doing
sure of anything that was happening over on that situation.
Like, when you see the videos of her dancing and her looking like she's strung out, maybe there's a reason why the dad was her guardian or conservator or whatever the hell it's called. So, anyway, just putting that out there. The terrorist attack on Las Vegas keeps getting shot down. Have you seen the Las Vegas shooting interactive map?
I've not.
From the 945, there's a website that shows all the details, all the calls, all the shootings, and everything regarding that Vegas situation. Let's tie it in. You want to? We're doing a little two piece here. You did the Vegas shooting, allegedly, and I'll double check this. Because I don't want to be reckless with my information here. But some I read on the internet, so it's got to be true. Twitter, Instagram, whatever. That the same guy that was like head of emergency response in Las Vegas then went on to be head of emergency response in Honolulu. Or Maui for the during the fires.
Flood. I thought it was a flood or fire?
No, it was fires. Yeah. Now, could that be a internet okey-doke? Possibly, but I remember reading that, seeing that somewhere. So maybe there's something to that. But let's throw the Maui fires in there as a documentary.
No, for sure.
Because what is true is that the fires mysteriously all stopped right before, like, say, Oprah's house.
Can I throw a short doc in there? I don't need a full, like, all the ones we listed. I want a full part series.
You could do a reel on this.
I only need just 30 minutes, maybe an hour. The Baltimore ships that hit that bridge.
That would be cool.
Remember, like, randomly they just crashed that bridge in the middle of the night? And we just moved on from that story, like, 2 days later. We're like, oh, it happened.
That was a quick one.
I was. That absolutely was.
I need a little 30-minute doc on that. Okay, I think it's Kevin's turn to finish this up, right? You're on three?
Two? I don't know. From the 214, Blake, can you fill in for Kevin or Corey next time? Okay.
I don't know. I appreciate you throwing me up there. Yeah. Are they sliding you?
That's what it feels like. That's kind of what it feels like. I'm not sure is he saying it from a, hey, it's your turn next time to do it? And if that's the case, great.
Yeah, W.
If you're saying, Fred, you suck, I'd rather hear Blake on KNC.
Me and Fred.
Well, I get it.
Me and Fred are in the bullpen and ready to fill in wherever we needed to help our teammates out.
From the 972, let's see, what to say? A Blake story from homie to heroin.
All right. I'll throw an honorable mention in there.
Do an honorable mention.
It's been texted a couple times. Yeah. January 6th.
Yes. Yes.
Storming the White
House. Definitely want to see that
one. The fact that actually happened.
That's wild. Yes. And I want to see the unbiased... I don't want any political stuff. Thank you. That's exactly where I was going with.
I just want to see footage.
Honestly,
I don't even need commentary.
I don't want it to be done by a Republican. I don't want it to be done by a Democrat. I want it to be done by somebody who has all the facts. Again,
like just some random 30-year-old.
Thank you. Who's just there to report on the news. Let's see. Okay. Number three, Kevin.
I already said it. My number three was WWE.
Okay, you're number three.
My number three, I'm surprised nobody has texted it in. A cultural icon here in America. I need a documentary on what really happened, all the uncut footage of this gorilla, Harambe.
That's your number three?
That's my number three.
Did we skip you then? Because I already did my number three,
I said the LV shooter for number four.
So how did we skip
we've
you?
We've gone out of
three.
Place
we have
a lot
done.
Of
okay.
Times.
All right. So that's your number three.
So I did number three. It should have been Blake's number three and then your number three.
I've already done my number three. Would you watch
the Harambe doc?
I absolutely would.
I'd watch every second of that. What really happened?
I don't think it needs to be that long, though.
It doesn't need to be that long. It could be a two episodes.
Pause. So, yeah. Hell, you could probably do it 30 minutes.
You know, Baltimore ships Harambe.
I think we could do a two-for-one. Part one, Harambe's death. And did it some way influence the Baltimore boat crash. All right, number two, the CIA.
Just the CIA in general?
Just the CIA.
What really goes on? I don't think they should do that. That doesn't sound good for our defense.
That's the point.
Here's how they really get information.
That's what I'm getting at.
We need that when we already have a new updated system. Here's the old system.
Speaking of, and not trying to dump into politics, did you see that Kamala Harris says she won't wear wireless headphones?
What's her reason?
She said
Bluetooth and tapping in and stuff?
Yeah, she doesn't want people like tapping into her phone and stuff. Like, she only wears wired headphones.
I'm sure, but I'm sure that's valid. From, like, a politician standpoint, look, I don't know, but I'm sure there's some validity to no not wearing
here's the thing.
Bluetooth frequencies.
No one's trying to tap into Kamala's headphones, okay? All right, let's be honest.
That's why I wear wired. I don't want people to know our show prep before we go on.
Yeah, of course not. And then number one for me, Genghis Khan.
Genghis who are all descendants of.
Allegedly. That dude was a savage in more ways than one.
I got a good ender for us when we're finished.
Okay.
Number two for me, the jail escapees. The New Orleans ones that just happened.
That's a good one.
Love to see.
One dude that's still out.
That's what I'm saying. That doc, I'm sure they, I wouldn't be surprised if Netflix was working on something because that was a pretty big story. All of them escaping jail, writing the note.
As somebody texted in, they have been in their bag, Netflix, on the documentary front. They absolutely have. Go give us your number one.
I would say the jail inmates. And then my number one, COVID-19. What happened in America when COVID-19 hit? How did everybody react?
That'd be a long documentary.
That's going to be like a 2-season documentary. Because I want to see what's happening in different states. Because we only see what's on social media, what people tell us. Imagine you're getting the day in the life of what it was like in California.
You know,
New
it was
York.
Already hitting in China before it came over here.
That's what I'm saying. All the different places, what our world leaders were saying, what different politicians were saying.
When they released it. have we gone too far?
The different.
Maybe that'll tie into our CIA one.
Maybe. But I think COVID-19, that would probably be the most popular doc on Netflix if they were to release it.
What's been the biggest? It's been the biggest cultural phenomenon of our lifetime.
Yes, correct.
And we survived it, thank God, because it was supposed to kill us all, wasn't it?
That's what they said.
That's what they did say. Exactly. Did you guys get jabbed?
Jabbed? What do you mean? Yes.
Twice.
Oh, dude, okay. All right. I was just talking about that the other day.
Tell you what.
It's kind of like our bubonic plague.
Stand by.
Do you remember? Imagine if instead of us getting jabbed, we had the mask on?
Couldn't tell you because I didn't have one. Take us home.
All right. I've got a few on here. Let's just go you already spoke on Netflix being in their bag. The entire Untold series that they've got for all their sports documentaries.
Yes.
Specifically the Florida Gator one. I want to watch that one.
Okay.
Jerry's documentary that's coming out. That's a give me.
Pander.
Now, the one that I really want to watch, and it may not be able to be made quite yet.
Okay.
I want a documentary on Pat McAfee and his team success.
You love Pat McAfee.
That was sweet.
You love Pat McAfee. I hope one day you get to work for Pat.
Okay, wait.
Would you do that?
I don't think so.
Oh.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
I don't know. It's a lot to go in there. I like to be here.
I get that, Kevin, but I'm just saying, like, so you mean to tell me that if Pat McAfee sent you an email tomorrow and said, Kevin, we would like you to be part of the team,
you'd be like,
nope, I love it here at 105 Through the Fan, Pat.
It depends on what
any capacity,
I'd be doing.
Any capacity.
Yeah, you'd be one of the guys in the little room back there that they, you know, zoom in on and let them say stuff.
I'd consider it. How about that? I don't make snap decisions.
I'll get back to you, Pat, on that one.
Pat, let me think about it.
I just appreciate how he goes about things and how he's slowly but surely changed the way that people view sports.
Do you think he has, though?
I do. Whether people like him or hate
Stand
him.
Stand on it, Kevin.
Whether people like him or hate him, sports has changed. No one would have ever imagined a show like that being on ESPN. There's literally no guest he can't get.
What about the documentary on Epstein Island?
See, they've done those. I tinkered with the idea of putting Epstein on there, and I was going to say, like, give me a real deal Holyfield, like, where is he hiding at now?
Yeah.
I mean,
the camera just pops up.
Look, you know,
we're shooting Netflix.
Dude, you ain't going to tell me Epstein's not alive. I won't. I guarantee he's still alive. Number one, take us home.
That was my number one.
Okay. See, and I guess I'll say this from a Pat McAfee standpoint, and you guys don't remember this because you were too young, but peak Jim Rome, late 90s, early 2000s, was very, very similar to what McAfee is now, but it was just on radio, and he was doing tour stops and was ahead of his time. So anyway, so that's why I'm saying, but I appreciate what you're saying. All right, we got to get the hell out of here. We got 10 seconds. Great stuff, as always, from Khaki Kevin. Shout out to our boy Chris Vanini for making his debut today. Absolutely phenomenal. For Blake Elliott, I'm Fred Davis. Good night. God bless. See you tomorrow.
bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.